Well, the Western Big Six Conference is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and we're going to have a little ceremony coming up tomorrow night. The Galesburg Silver Streaks boys hosting the Rock Island Rocks at John Field Gym, and in between games, we'll do that. Of course, we'll carry that here on WGIL prior to the pregame of tomorrow night's game. But one of the things available tomorrow night, there's going to be a book written about the Western Big Six Conference and 50 years of some great athletics, and the author of that book, Dan Makarowicz, joins us here this morning. Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, just trying to survive this winter storm that blasts the Quad Cities and praying that spring gets here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, at this point, it looks like it's going to be later because it's just not nice. So how much did you guys actually get yesterday?
Moline actually got the most. It got almost 9 inches. I think it was like 8.9 inches.
Wow.
That we got, and we weren't supposed to get that much, and it hasn't been pretty, but you know, being a lifelong Midwesterner, you think you'd be used to it, but you just never are. Each time it happens, it's just more miserable than the previous time.
Absolutely. And then the ultra cold we're going to have tonight into tomorrow isn't going to be fun either. So, which makes me glad, though, that on the girls' side, Alleman's coming down here tonight, and on the boys' side, Rocky's coming here tomorrow night. I'm glad we're not traveling, so.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it's at least you guys aren't going to Quincy.
Yes.
I feel bad for the Rock Island girls. They have to go to Quincy tonight, and then Quincy's got to go to Moline. So I think every school wants to get in a situation where it's snowy or could be wintry weather, they pray they don't have to go to Quincy.
Absolutely. Well, that's my hope on the girls' side, because we've got 2 weeks from tonight. Our girls will be down there, so I'll get to make that trip. So hopefully it'll be spring by then. We'll see.
All right. Well, at least you can jump on that train and get down there.
There you go. Well, Dan, for those of you who don't know, Dan is a native of Quincy, so you've known about the Western Big Six Conference all your life. You've been with the Argus and Dispatch, and now you've written this book about the Western Big Six Conference as they celebrate their 50th year in existence. So, Dan, what made you interested in learning more about the conference and wanting to write this book?
So there's kind of a backstory on it. When I was still working for the Dispatch, I was down in Quincy covering a Moline boys soccer match, and it potentially could have gone into overtime, and I heard a couple different stories on the overtime policy in the Big Six. So the Quincy athletic director, Scott Douglas, whom was the athletic director and basketball coach at QND when I was a student, he was sitting next to me, and I asked him, Mr. Douglas, what's the bylaw on overtime in the Big Six? And he's like, well, I have the bylaws here. I can email them to you. So he did, and I looked them over and saved them. And then a couple months ago, I was working on some boys basketball history in the Big Six, and I had stumbled across the bylaws again. And on the front of the bylaws, it states, ratified on January 8th, 1969. And I believe this was in October. I'm like, wow, this is the 50th anniversary is coming up. So I called Bob Swanson, the executive secretary of the Big Six, and told him, and he didn't know. And a week later, he calls me back and said he told the Big Six principals, and none of them knew. And then they wanted to kind of do a ceremony, the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Big Six, and they had asked me if I wanted to put something together. And, you know, of course, I said yes. And, you know, as I got working on it, they just wanted kind of the Big Six conference championships. But as I started working on it, I found more information, had fun doing it. So I said, all right, let's make this pretty detailed. And that's how it happened. I was fortunate enough that the Big Six has good records. The IHSA website has outstanding records. And that schools had some records too that I could look up, and that's kind of how it fell into place.
Dan Makarowicz joining us this morning. His book will be available tomorrow night at the Streets Games about the Western Big Six Conference. And I'm guessing one of the things that was kind of fun for you is, you know, the amazing athletes in all different sports that have made their presence felt in the Western Big Six Conference. Maybe you even found some that you didn't necessarily know had been Western Big Six athletes.
Well, yes. One of the ones that I found out was Barry Cheeseman from Galesburg, mm-hmm. 1977 grad, I believe it was, that he was drafted out of high school by the Cardinals, played in the Cardinals organization, he played in a couple organizations, then got his PGA Tour card and won some nationwide tour events. Never knew that, and was really kind of fascinated by that. I'm sure there's some names in there that people may not have realized. Dayton Moore, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, is a 1985 Moline graduate. There's been several Big Six athletes who were first-round draft picks in their respective sports, whether it be baseball, NFL, or NBA. But the other thing, when you put everything together and you look at it, you realize the Western Big Six across the board in every sport has had success at the state level consistently, and it's not one or two schools dominating it. It's every school dominating it, and that's what I think people will see when they look at this, is that the Big Six has been very strong, and every school has contributed to that.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing because, you know, you could argue that over the years it's been quite possibly the best downstate conference overall in athletics for a long time. And maybe there's some that are better in basketball, maybe some that are better in football. But overall, over the years, I think the Western Big Six, you could argue as good or better than any conference downstate.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Central State Eight, which is kind of based in Springfield, is very good. The Southwestern Conference in St. Louis with East St. Louis and Edwardsville is very good. But I just don't think that they have had – I mean, you look at some of those conferences, they've dominated some sports but haven't in the other. Like the Big Six is the only downstate conference with a large school wrestling state championship. In 1988, the Big Six won the – baseball and softball class AA state titles, with Galesburg winning baseball and Moline winning softball. That one conference won both of those, and that's pretty outstanding. And then you think of the individuals. I mean, Josh Eicher has some track records from Galesburg. I mean, it's the longevity of it, of course, but I mean, you look at it year after year, somebody's winning a state championship, somebody's winning a state trophy, and that's rather impressive. And you could argue right now that perhaps one of the best girls basketball players in state history is playing in the Western Big Six Conference right now in Bree Beal.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, what a weekend she had, by the way. And I'm glad we have to see her again except on TV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100 points in a day is that's Wilt Chamberlain numbers right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Dan McCarowitz joining us. He's written a book about the Western Big Six Conference as they're celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they'll have a little ceremony again prior to the Streaks game tomorrow night. We had Eric Matthews, Galesburg's athletic director, in yesterday to talk a little bit about that and what's going on. And, you know, it's not just the athletes, administrators, but some really colorful characters on the coaching side as well, especially when you look at basketball. And then the rivalries as well is something that's pretty cool in the Western Big Six. Even with the distance between Quincy and Galesburg and Galesburg and the Quad Cities and Quincy and the Quad Cities, some outstanding rivalries.
Yeah, I read about Duncan Reed in 1985 having one of the team managers follow the Blue Devil during the ceremony with a cross, maybe for an exorcist or something like that. But that's what it's like. But I think you read, you know, you'll see, you know, every coach who won a state championship is mentioned in there. Every Don Morris Award winner is mentioned in there. But I, you know, heard Friday night from Father Mirabelli and Alleman how Don Morris and John Thiel were both really close. They were, you know, coaching rivals from Galesburg and Alleman, but, you know, had a great relationship, according to Father Mirabelli. And that's the one thing about this conference is those rivalries. You know, everybody will say, we can't stand going to Quincy. We hate going down there. But they love having Quincy in there because of what they kind of bring to the table in basketball. And Galesburg certainly fits that in basketball and certainly fits that in baseball. There's just a lot of good traditions in this conference, a lot of excellent people. And I think it's time for schools and people and fans in the Western Big Six to kind of take a step back and realize, wow, we made it 50 years. No other conference in the state can say that. And we've done it with some pretty good people, some pretty good teams that are among the state's best, in my opinion.
Dan McCarowitz has written a book about the Western Big Six Conference as they celebrate their 50th anniversary. Will you actually be down here at the gym tomorrow night, Dan?
I will be down there. I'm making the tour, so I always enjoy going to Galesburg. I love the gym, and the people have always treated me well. And the book is $10, but 25% of each book goes back to the school. So the schools will all get a donation, the booster clubs, for each of the book sales. And so if a Galesburg fan buys it, all they have to do is tell me where they want the donation to go to, and it will go right back to Galesburg. If if the fans choose it. Or there may be some Alamann fans or Rocky fans down there too, looking at it. They want to do the same thing. But this has just been a really fun project, and I'm happy with how everything turned out.
Dan, how many years you been covering high school sports?
I got hired at the Quincy Herald Whig on my 16th birthday, and I turned 33 in April. So
you've been doing a little while.
almost 17 years.
Yeah, wow. One of the other things, if you had not seen the new Western Big Six logo, of course, the conference is changing next year. Two teams coming in Geneseo and Sterling, so it's a new logo. That'll be revealed, but you can see it on the Western Big Six website, but they'll reveal that. Let's talk a little bit about that with this 50 years, and in the 50th year, the first change we've had in 50 years with the addition of Geneseo and Sterling. That'll be really interesting, especially the football dynamic. That's going to change things immediately. But even in the rest of the sports, they'll be very competitive, just like the rest of the conference is.
Well, taking a step back, I mean, I read through the early history of the Big Six, and, you know, early on they tried to get some interest in other sports, whether it be Richwoods or LaSalle Prue or even Sterling. So the Big Six had, you know, tried to expand its footprint, but just didn't get the right fit time. And I think right now they have gotten the right fit with Geneseo and Sterling. And if you look at those two schools, they're like Galesburg and Quincy. They care about their high schools, they care about athletics, and they will do whatever it takes to put their schools and their teams in the best position to succeed. And, you know, those two across the board are excellent in sports, whether it be Sterling winning volleyball, state championship, or Geneseo and their football tradition. Sterling's got a great football tradition, but it's all those sports that they're good at, whether it be baseball or wrestling or softball or volleyball. The Big Six is adding two really good communities and two really good schools with terrific athletic programs. So the Big Six is getting a lot better with Geneseo and Sterling coming on board.
Dan Makarowicz joining us here this morning. You can meet him tomorrow night at the Streaks game and can purchase his book about the Western Big Six Conference as they celebrate their 50th anniversary, and a little ceremony tomorrow night in between the sophomore and varsity games out at John Thiel Gym. And, of course, we'll pick up that here on the radio prior to the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman. Dan, anything else we need to know about the book, or maybe something about the Western Big Six Conference we may not know?
I think we kind of we hit on all of it. It just, I should have known this, but I didn't. But that 1988 season where Galesburg won the AA baseball state title, Moline won the AA softball state championship, that was just, that to me, I just don't know if that's ever going to happen from a downstate league again. And there were years where the Big Six that, you know, 1994, they won both the A and AA softball state championships with Alamann and Moline. But you also look at it, the first perfect game in a state softball state championship game was thrown by a Western Big Six Conference pitcher in softball. State record for strikeouts in a softball game is held by a Big Six athlete. It's just amazing to see what this conference has done at a state level consistently. There really hasn't been a dry spell in terms of success in the Big Six in its 50 years, and that's just what's amazing. And I think that's something members of the conference and the fans should be proud of, that this conference has held its own in a state that has some, you know, two major metropolitan areas in Chicago and St. Louis. The Big Six has held its own consistently, and the tradition, to me, is unmatched by any other conference in the state.
Absolutely. A lot of great history, and you can read all about it in Dan's book, and you can purchase that tomorrow night at John Thiel Gym. Dan Makarowicz, thank you so much for all the research and the work you did to bring that to all of us, because I know it'll be really, really interesting. And again, thank you so much for what you're doing for the conference and for all those fans as well.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate your time, and you have a great day.